Imagine you're living back in 2001, a 20-year-old man residing in Skidmore, Missouri. You're working for your father, as you do what you can to distance yourself from your past issues with the drug scene. One day, you're getting the house ready for your father, who's returning home from the hospital. After taking care of things inside, you run outside to get something from the shed. It is at that point that you disappear. You have not been seen since. No trace of you has ever been confirmed. And if something had happened to you, your remains have never been found. Although your immediate family is no longer alive, there are others who continue to seek answers. But will we ever find them? This is the case of Branson Perry.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Branson Perry was born on February 24, 1981, in Skidmore, Missouri. He graduated from Nodaway Holt High School in 1999 and took on various odd jobs afterward. Despite having tachycardia, a condition affecting his heart rate, Perry remained as active as he could. He practiced Hapkido, a form of martial arts, and earned a black belt. Additionally, he was a dedicated weightlifter. According to a close family member, Branson was compassionate and had a deep love for nature and particularly enjoyed camping. Most of his family was unaware of his involvement with drugs, and he was reportedly trying to get clean around the time of his disappearance. In April of 2001, Perry was living with his father, Bob Perry. They both lived together in Skidmore. By this time, his parents had divorced. At the time of Perry's disappearance, his father was hospitalized. In fact, he had been in the hospital for a few days, but was expected to return home soon. On the day in question, Perry wanted to ensure that the house was clean before his father's return, so he asked a friend to help him tidy up. After enlisting his friend's help, Perry started cleaning up the house. At the same time, two other men were at the home working on Bob's car, which had a broken alternator. It is unclear who had called them to repair the car. At around 3 p.m., Perry told his friend he was going outside to return some jumper cables to the shed next to the house. This task should have only taken a minute or two, but Perry never came back inside. In fact, no one has seen him since. Writing a later letter about the day of the disappearance, Perry's mother stated, Branson's friend asked him where he was going, and he told her he was going to put the jumper cables in the storage shed and would be right back. She never saw him again. The men that had been working on the car claimed to have never seen him. No one saw him. Reportedly, the friend assumed that Perry had gotten sidetracked with something else after putting the cables away. After finishing her tasks, she left the home. In an instance of bad timing, Bob's release from the hospital was delayed by several days. Because of that, Perry's absence wasn't immediately noticed. Perry's grandmother later stopped by the home and found the situation unusual. The house was unlocked, which it never was. No one was in the home, and the radio was still on. Over the next few days, she tried to contact Perry by phone, but was unsuccessful. Concerned, she reached out to Perry's mother, who also hadn't heard from him. When Bob was finally released from the hospital and Perry was still missing, a missing persons report was filed on April 17th. It's unclear why the family waited 6 days to file the report. They might have hoped Perry would return on his own, especially if it wasn't unusual for him to disappear for a few days. Law enforcement faced a delay due to the time gap between Perry's last sighting on April 11th and the missing persons report, filed on April 17th. Given the significant time lapse without any signs of Perry, they took the report seriously and promptly began searching the surrounding area. Initially, Bob speculated that his son might have gone to Kansas City and possibly hitchhiked, as Perry didn't have a working car at the time. However, Perry's wallet was found at home, which was unusual since he rarely left without it. Authorities considered the possibility that Perry might have become trapped somewhere, such as an old well, and couldn't get out, his grandmother recalled. We searched every oil well and every outside toilet. We searched everywhere that was possible for us to think that something could be there. Despite their efforts, no evidence or sign of Perry was found. Over 100 people were interviewed in connection with Perry's disappearance. Authorities were particularly interested in speaking with the friend who was with Perry on the day he vanished. The friend revealed that Perry had been experimenting with various drugs, including marijuana, amphetamines, and Valium. A family member mentioned that Perry was set to enter a drug rehabilitation program shortly before he went missing. He had confided in his aunt about his desire to get clean and was trying to turn his life around. Other drug acquaintances were also interviewed, but they claimed they hadn't seen Perry and passed polygraph examinations. The only leads that emerged suggested Perry might have owed money to some drug dealers. To verify the friend's story that Perry had gone to the shed that day, Bob checked it himself. He was looking for the jumper cables that Perry had supposedly returned. According to Perry's mother, no jumper cables were found in the shed. However, they mysteriously reappeared 2 weeks later, just inside the shed door. The reason for their initial absence and subsequent return remains a mystery. No witnesses have admitted to returning the cables, leaving their disappearance and reappearance entirely unexplained. Luckily for the family, they wouldn't have to focus on that too much. The police would soon announce the arrest of a suspect.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
In April of 2003, authorities announced the arrest of Jack Wayne Rogers on charges of first-degree assault and practicing medicine without a license. While this initially seemed unrelated to Branson Perry's disappearance, the details of Rogers' case soon revealed a connection. Jack Wayne Rogers was a 59-year-old Presbyterian minister and Boy Scout leader. He was expected to be a pillar of the community and a role model for the children, but with his arrest, he was exposed as a dangerous predator. During their investigation, law enforcement discovered explicit images and videos of children on Rogers' electronic devices, along with various posts on message boards graphically describing the torture, assault, and murder of multiple men. In one post, Rogers detailed how he had picked up a blonde male hitchhiker, then assaulted, tortured, and murdered him, leaving the body buried somewhere in the Ozarks. Authorities suspected that the man Rogers referred to in the post was Branson Perry, although Rogers vehemently denied that. He claimed that he'd never even seen Perry. Additional evidence supporting the theory that Rogers had murdered Perry was discovered on Rogers' property. Investigators found a turtle claw necklace resembling one that Perry had owned. Despite this, it was not enough to charge Rogers in connection with Perry's disappearance. Missouri Highway Patrol spokesperson Chris Ricks explained, "Because of the anonymity of the internet, people have a tendency to exaggerate or to just out and out lie. Although Rogers' online posts seemed to describe Perry, it still wasn't sufficient evidence to charge him." Nonetheless, Rogers was prosecuted for the other charges against him. In April of 2004, Rogers was convicted of the charges against him and sentenced to 30 years without parole. However, these convictions were only for performing illegal surgery and possession of explicit child material, not for the assault and murder of Branson Perry. At the sentencing hearing, Perry's mother pleaded with Rogers to disclose the location of her son's remains. Despite her desperate appeal, Rogers continued to deny any involvement in Perry's murder. Rogers claimed that the message board posts were a fantasy he was sharing online and that he was not at all describing Branson Perry. At a later date, Perry's mother admitted she no longer believed Rogers was responsible for her son's murder, stating, "In my heart, I don't believe this suspect is responsible." Unlike other cases with numerous theories, Perry's disappearance has only three main possibilities. Either Rogers killed Perry, someone in the drug scene killed him, or Perry left on his own. Typically, cases of a missing person generate a variety of plausible and even outlandish theories, but Perry's case remains relatively straightforward. Looking at the case of Jack Wayne Rogers, the trial revealed a significant amount of troubling information. There was evidence that included internet chat logs in which Rogers discussed methods of torturing and mutilating children. He'd also bragged that he once abducted, assaulted, tortured, and murdered a blonde-haired boy from Skidmore, Missouri. Additionally, a turtle claw necklace similar to one Perry owned was found on Rogers' property. However, it's unclear if this was ever definitively confirmed to be Perry's. Given the heinous nature of Rogers' online postings and the content he was convicted of possessing, it's entirely possible that Perry was trying to find a ride out of Skidmore when Rogers picked him up as a hitchhiker. However, Rogers has never been charged in connection with Perry's death, and it is unlikely he ever will be. Some chat logs and a necklace that may or may not have belonged to the victim do not provide enough evidence to build a murder case. The other likely explanation for Perry's sudden disappearance is his involvement in the drug scene. Some investigators have noted that this theory is difficult to prove without a body. Perry reportedly owed money to some drug dealers at the time he vanished. Some news sources report that there is a new suspect in Perry's disappearance, but insufficient information exists to make an arrest. This suspect is reportedly from the Skidmore area and involved in the drug scene, suggesting a possible connection to Perry. Despite this, there is no concrete evidence pointing to a drug-related homicide, but it remains one of the only plausible explanations for why an otherwise healthy 20-year-old simply vanished. The final theory suggests that Perry left on his own to start a new life. While possible, this scenario seems highly unlikely. Perry didn't take his wallet, leaving him without access to money or cards, and he didn't pack a bag or take any other belongings, as far as his family could tell. Perry had mentioned to some family members that he was about to enter a rehab program, which he could have used as a pretext for his disappearance. However, it seems strange that he would spend the day before disappearing cleaning the house he shared with his father, only to abruptly take off in the middle of it. Regardless of the theory, it is likely that Branson Perry is no longer with us and has probably been gone since the day he disappeared. Even Perry's remaining family members and friends acknowledge that he is likely deceased. Like many cases that have remained unsolved for decades, updates on Branson Perry's disappearance are infrequent and often disheartening. There have been efforts to bring renewed attention to his story through the media and podcasts such as this, but no new information has emerged to lead to Perry's location. More than 20 years later, there have been no arrests and no answers for the remaining family and friends still searching for Perry. Someone out there knows something about his disappearance, and it's time for them to come forward. Perry's father passed away in 2004, and after a long battle with melanoma, Perry's mother passed away in February of 2011. Both of them saw their lives ending without ever having learned what happened to their son. To this day, the disappearance of Branson Perry remains still an unsolved mystery.